One of the most popular Bible passages used against the doctrine of purgatory is Luke 23:42-43. Jesus is hanging on the cross in between two criminals. One of them says to him, "Remember me when you come into your kingdom." And Jesus says to him, "Truly I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise." The idea is that this criminal simply asked Jesus for forgiveness, and Jesus told him that he would go straight to heaven when he died. He didn't have to go through purgatory first, so therefore purgatory doesn't exist. Now, this is a straw man argument because it doesn't address the actual doctrine of purgatory. The Catholic Church does not say everyone who goes to heaven must first pass through purgatory, only those who are not yet perfect. The Church also says that you can lessen or even avoid purgatory altogether through suffering in this life. The quote, "good thief" suffered greatly after Christ saved him. He hung on the cross for several hours, he had his legs broken, and died a horrible death. This may very well be enough for him to avoid purgatory. Only God can be the judge. Which brings me to another point. God decides how much purgatory a person will undergo, or even if they will have to go through purgatory at all. And Jesus, being God, could have excused the good thief from purgatory and owe no explanation to anyone, allowing him to go straight to heaven without affecting the doctrine of purgatory in the slightest. But Jesus didn't say, "You will be with me in heaven." He said, "You will be with me in paradise." In fact, we know that Jesus didn't ascend into heaven for another 42 days. Everywhere else in the Bible, Jesus says heaven when he's talking about heaven. The kingdom of heaven is like this. The kingdom of heaven is like that. But here he says paradise. So what gives? Heaven and paradise are two different places. Heaven is heaven, and paradise is actually in hell. You see, hell had a much broader definition before the Protestant Reformation. It meant any place a person would go that wasn't heaven after they died. Thomas Aquinas says that hell has four levels. The lowest level is the lake of fire, or Gehenna, the place for Satan and his angels and damned souls. There is no getting out of there. The next level is purgatory, where souls are cleansed before entering heaven. The third level is where those souls who are going to heaven waited for the resurrection of Jesus, since no one could go to heaven before then. This is called the Paradise of the Fathers, or the Limbo of the Fathers, or Sheol, or Abraham's bosom. Here there is no suffering. In fact, it was pleasant. The fourth is the Limbo of the Infants, those who died before the age of reason but were not baptized. This too is a paradise with no suffering. It is the third level, the Paradise of the Fathers, that Jesus went to on that day. We know this from Scripture. Acts 2:24, Jesus, whom God hath raised up, having loosed the sorrows of hell, as it was impossible that he should be holden by it. 1 Peter 3:18, he was put to death in the body, but made alive in the spirit. After being made alive, he went and made proclamation to the imprisoned spirits. Ephesians 4:9, what does "he ascended" mean except that he also descended to the lower earthly regions? And of course, the Apostles' Creed says that Jesus descended into hell. Why would Jesus go to hell? To release those who were waiting for the resurrection so they could go to heaven, as predicted in Zechariah 9:11. As for you also, because of the blood of my covenant with you, I will set your captives free from the waterless pit. Now, as a Catholic, you don't have to believe the Thomistic view that these are all in the same place and connected. In fact, the only required belief about purgatory is that after a person dies, if they are not yet perfect but saved, they must be purified before entering heaven. We call this purgatory. And you don't have to believe in the limbo of the infants at all. However, I believe the parable of Lazarus and the rich man gives support to the Thomistic view. Lazarus was a poor beggar whom the rich man ignored and refused to help. This is in Luke chapter 16, beginning with verse 22. The poor man died and was carried by the angels to Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried. And in Hades, being in torment, he lifted up his eyes and saw Abraham far off and Lazarus in his bosom. And he called out, "Father Abraham, have mercy upon me and send Lazarus to dip the end of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am in anguish in this flame." But Abraham said, "Son, remember that in your lifetime you received good things, and Lazarus evil things. But now he is comforted here, and you are in anguish. And besides all this, between us and you, a great chasm has been fixed, in order that those who would pass from here to you may not be able, and none may cross from there to here. And he said, "Then I beg you, Father, to send him to my father's house, for I have five brothers, so that they may be warned, lest they also come to this place of torment." But if Thomas is right, wouldn't that mean that the rich man was in purgatory and not the lake of fire? Possibly, since damned souls are deprived of God completely and are utterly wicked, wishing the damnation of all, the fact that the rich man expressed concern for his brothers gives support to the idea that he in fact may have been in purgatory. Also, since Abraham called him my son, this indicates that he was still in God's grace. Now, I want to talk about the limbo of the infants for a minute. Like I said, it's not a required belief, and it never was, but I do want to give a defense for it. The traditional belief is that in order to go to heaven, you must be baptized. Now, more modern Christians say that you must give a profession of faith. Well, infants can't give a profession of faith, so how can they go to heaven? According to the theologians, in the limbo of the infants, they receive natural happiness and no suffering. The angels minister to them as well as the saints. So the parents of the child, if they are in heaven, will be with them. The only thing they are deprived of is seeing God, the beatific vision, which is heaven. Quite frankly, this is the best option. When humanity fell, heaven was closed to us. Christ's death and resurrection opens the door to those who accept it. Catholics say that it's through baptism. Some Protestants say through a profession of faith. But a child who dies unbaptized at, say, age 2 cannot be saved in either system. Unless you just want to say they get a pass, which you cannot defend through scripture or tradition. Now, I don't like it either. I would love to say that unbaptized babies who die go to heaven, but there is just no honest theological way to say that, except that that's just how we want it. Well, we don't get to decide. So, just to make sure people understand, when a person dies, they go to either heaven or hell. And now, hell could be the lake of fire or Gehenna, which is permanent torture for all eternity, or it could be purgatory, which is suffering but not permanent. The person eventually goes to heaven. The paradise of the fathers is no longer an option. It's now empty. And unbaptized persons who die before the age of reason go to the limbo of the infants, where there is no suffering, in fact, happiness, and fellowship with those in heaven, but they are denied the beatific vision. And this is permanent. So, how did hell go from this to meaning only the lake of fire or Gehenna, or the abode of the damned? Well, Protestants decided they wanted to get rid of purgatory and the limbo of the infants. And since the paradise of the fathers was empty, they just didn't deal with it. So all that's left of hell for them is the abode of the damned. And since the British Empire and later the United States have dominated the world, and they come from a Protestant culture, their worldview has become the accepted view. So much so that even when I say hell, I mean the abode of the damned when I'm talking to someone so they understand what I'm talking about. And Catholics have pretty much given up the limbo of the infants and have decided that purgatory is a state of being or a place that's completely separate or even connected to heaven or whatever. But that is not the traditional or original or historic view of hell. Until my next video, God bless.